Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your own life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations about sex, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a link to the book discussed today at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. On that podcast page, you will notice we are approaching episode number 100. And to celebrate our 100th episode, we're going to do a special format show where we answer all of your questions about us. We've been getting more and more questions about who we are, how we came to do the work we're doing, and what our specific philosophies and approaches to sex are all about. So if you have a question you would like to ask either Charlotte or I or both of us, go to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and fire away. We'll collect up all the questions and answer as many as possible for our 100th episode, which is coming up later this month, which is May 2015 at the time of this recording. For this week's Just the Tip, I'm bringing you an excerpt from Sexual Intelligence, What We Really Want from Sex and How to Get It, by Marty Klein, PhD. Marty has been a sex therapist for over 20 years, and he brings together his philosophy about sex and suggestions for a better sex life in this book. It's a great one, and we'll bring you more episodes from it in the future. But for today's episode, I want to focus specifically on the chapter about communication. And he starts with one of my favorites, a food metaphor. He says, quote, "Not communicating in order to make sex more romantic or spontaneous is like walking barefoot so you don't scuff your shoes. It's like keeping your umbrella in your car so it doesn't get wet in the rain. It's like, as my mother would say, burning down the house to roast a pig. No, you can get more value from communicating than from not communicating. So let's look at the practical, technical side of communication, starting with a food analogy. Whether you cook or not, you undoubtedly know hundreds of words for ingredients, kitchen tools, and food preparation. Here are a few examples. Spices, sauces, vegetables, meats, dairies, pot, strainer, frying pan, measuring cup, boil, fry, saute, chop, pour, measure, whisk, mince, steam, mix, toss, slice, bake, stir. Now imagine a couple trying to cook a meal or even a snack together without using any words like these. It would sound like this. Honey, please take the X and Y into a Z for a few minutes, then blah, blah, blah. No matter how good these people are at charades, anything more complicated than pouring a glass of water would be impossible. At best, everything would take a really long time, and each person would feel very frustrated. So a common vocabulary is essential whenever two people want to pursue a joint project, from building a birdhouse to throwing a dinner party to cleaning a bathroom to sharing sex. That's why we need words for body parts, erotic activities, and our subjective experience. Honey, use your you know to you know my you know doesn't provide much guidance. Recall the Bible story about the Tower of Babel, when God wanted to stop the construction of a grand edifice that would reach all the way to heaven. God didn't need to take away people's tools or materials. He just had each one suddenly speak a language that no one else could understand. The project screeched to a halt within moments." End quote. I chose this quote because we are constantly talking about communication, and it's important to remember that communication is both verbal with our language and nonverbal with our bodies. And in both cases, communication requires both speaking and listening. It is a two-way street. So you both need to use your words and be willing to hear your lover's communication and respond thoughtfully to him. You need to both be willing to give off physical cues of pleasure while being intimate with your lover. And you need to learn how to pay attention to your lover's body to listen to that nonverbal communication that's really happening all the time when it comes to intimacy. And so together as a couple, you both get to develop a language that reflects who you are and the experiences you want to have. You need language for your body parts, sex acts, but also for erotic energies and feeling states that you want to experience together. Because the more specific you can get, the more likely you are to get what you want. And this is a theme we talk about in a lot of our online courses, is this ability to get really specific and not just harder, softer, left and right, but about the kind of erotic experience you want to have. So saying to your lover, "I want to orally pleasure your lingam," is a really different invitation than "choke me with your cock, baby," right? Like, those both have very different experiences built into the invitation. And so if you as a couple can get really specific and fine-tune your erotic communication, you're going to have a much more exciting time in bed because you're much more likely to get specifically what you want out of your love life together. So my challenge for you this week is to practice first specific communication outside of the bedroom. And the kitchen, I think, is a great place to do it. So cook a meal together, and as you go, be as specific as possible with your language. So don't just say, "Pass me the oil," say, "Pass me the olive oil." Don't just say, "This needs more salt." Say, "I think this could use a bit more salt and a little bit of nutmeg," and just get a little bit more specific about what you're doing together to create the dish that you want. And after you practice that, bring that communication into the bedroom and focus on being as specific as possible with your language to steer your erotic ship towards the destination you want to go. So don't just say, "Honey, I'm in the mood for sex tonight." Say, "I'm really excited to connect with you. It's been a long week. Let's spend some time touching and rolling around naked and see where it goes." Those are two really different invitations. Do you see what I mean here? So let's work on our erotic vocabulary together. Let's get really specific about our requests and our invitations to one another and see where that takes us. You can get in touch with us anytime at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the Ask Us Anything button and let us know how your experiments go. We'd also love if you asked us questions for our 100th episode. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, our 100th episode is coming up and we are taking your questions about anything you want to ask, and we will be sharing our stories about how we got into this business and ended up being the Pleasure Mechanics together. And if you have a question you want answered on future episodes, you can always submit those questions too. When you are ready to master new erotic skills, please do check out our online erotic mastery courses. We've been getting amazing feedback from couples who are going through these courses together, and sometimes they're having such a good experience, they're going on to get another course to continue their erotic adventure, and we love to see that. Our courses cover everything from couples massage to erotic spanking to foreplay mastery, and you can find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JustTheTip for 20% off and start your erotic adventure tonight. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com. We will be back at you on Friday with a new episode of Speaking of Sex, and again next Wednesday with another Just the Tip. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.